Good morning. This news update's being brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and custom shower glass enclosure sales and service, as well as Boss Snowplows, see Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. As well as Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer and Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervance with a look at your news. The Open Door Missionary Church at 770 West Sanilac Avenue in Sandusky is offering free coats for children. For a free coat, a parent needs to bring their child or children to the distribution that'll be from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, October 25th. New and gently used coats will be accepted at the church until October 20th. For more information about the free coat program and distribution, call 810-294-9218 or 810-404-5334. Two women who won election to the Mayville Village Council are again pursuing legal action after being blocked from taking office despite a prior court ruling confirming their eligibility. Claire Friars and Judy Chesney, who won seats in 2024 but were locked out of their swearing-in, claim officials violated open meeting laws and coordinated efforts to exclude them. Current council members Kristen Valentine and Beau Shaver occupy the disputed seats. The village argues that Friars and Chesney are ineligible due to unpaid debts, including a $10.90 Freedom of Information Act fee. Chesney maintains she paid the bill, though the payment was not processed. A six-person jury is now set to decide who legally entitled to serve on council, with a verdict expected this week. A Saginaw mother's reaching out to her community for support after losing her husband in a tragic wrong-way crash Sunday, according to the police. Brittany Morrison said her husband Brandon was killed when another driver entered the roadway in the wrong direction, leaving her a widow and single mother of three. The couple had recently moved into a new home where Brittany was preparing to open her licensed daycare business, but those plans are now on hold. She said, "I just got my license on Friday and was supposed to open on Monday. Now she's unsure how she'll manage the family's expenses on a reduced income." Friends from Brandon's gaming community are rallying online to help through social media fundraisers and donation apps, with Brittany expressing deep gratitude for any assistance from meals to emotional support. She also shared her heartbreak that her husband won't be here for the holidays, recalling recent conversations about decorating their new home for Christmas. Saginaw police said the fatal crash remains under investigation. For that and more information, go to thumbnet.net.
Discover the power of Boss Snowplows at Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. When winter strikes, be ready to take on the elements with confidence. This is Dave Soule. Our high-quality Boss Snowplows and Salters are built to handle the toughest snow and ice, ensuring smooth and efficient snow removal. From residential driveways to commercial properties, we've got the right Boss Snowplow for every need. Don't let winter slow you down. Equip your vehicle with the Boss Snowplow from Advanced Auto Glass and stay ahead of the storm. Visit us today at Advanced Auto Glass, just south of Bad Axe across from Thumb Area Transit. Come experience the reliability and performance of Boss Snowplows.
And we're back with one obituary for today. Patricia Ann Smith, 88, of Caseville, passed away Monday October 13th in Holland, Michigan. She was born in Detroit. Patricia is survived by her two sons, Christopher and Jeffrey, and her one daughter, Robin, as well as her grandchildren. A funeral mass will be at 11 a.m. Saturday, October 18th at St. Rock Catholic Church in Caseville. Burial will be in the St. Rock Cemetery, and visitation will be 1 hour prior to the mass in the church on Saturday. Ransford Funeral Home and Pigeons handling the arrangements, and you can share your thoughts and memories and prayers at ransfordfuneralhome.com. In lieu of flowers, please consider memorial contributions be made in Pat's memory to St. Jude's Children Research Hospital or Parkinson's Foundation.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer Store on North M 53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS Compact to heavy-duty LS Utility Tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
The federal government remains in a partial shutdown for the 16th straight day as lawmakers continue to clash over the budget. Senate Republicans again failed to advance a funding bill late Wednesday, keeping hundreds of thousands of federal workers furloughed. Democrats insist on renewing the Affordable Care Act subsidies before approving spending. Essential services, including military and air traffic control, remain operational. President Trump signed an order ensuring that active duty military personnel continue receiving pay. Negotiations are set to resume later today with no clear end in sight. Well, fighting along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border has claimed dozens of lives in the heaviest exchange of fire this year. Officials from both nations agreed to a temporary 48-hour ceasefire late Wednesday. The clashes reportedly began after land disputes escalated near Key Crossing. Civilians caught in the crossfire led to nearby shelters. Peace talks were facilitated by the UN to prevent further escalation. Both sides have accused the other of violating long-standing security agreements. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morrell Equipment. As well as Advanced Auto Glass and more for windshield replacement, stone chip repair, and custom shower glass enclosure, sales and installation, as well as Boss Snowplows, see Advanced Auto Glass and more just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road.
Looking for something fun to do in the Thumb? Stay connected with ThumbNet's community calendar. From festivals and fundraisers to concerts and community events, you'll find everything happening right here in the Thumb and beyond. Check it out anytime on your laptop, tablet, or cell phone. Where you go, ThumbNet goes with you. Don't miss out on what's happening near you. Visit ThumbNet.net's website and stay connected to your community.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.